Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Amanda Blatch, and I'm from Portsmouth, and I'm on the Arts and Designer course.
Okay, Amanda, what first got you into video games?
I've been into video games since the beginning of it all, because I used to live in Thailand, so there's a lot of traffic jams. So I was always in the back seat playing on Game Boys and everything. And it didn't help as well that all my friends were guys. So I always went round their houses to play on their consoles.
And what made you decide you wanted to work in the games industry? And why have you chosen to attempt this with Train to Game?
I've always wanted to work in the games industry. I went to uni to study animation, hoping that would lead me to games. But over the 3 years, I was slowly getting pushed towards film. And it wasn't till I finished that I realised, actually, I still want to do games, and it's probably a more viable industry for my style of work.
So why do you think you were pushed in the direction of films at university, and why do you think there was no direction of games?
I think, it was probably because they already had a games course there. However, I wanted to keep myself open, because I've always had an interest in films, but all interests mostly lied in video games. And over the 3 years that I was there, I was working more and more with work experience in film companies and collaborating with other filmmakers, and that's really how it took off.
And how does learning with Train to Game differ to learning at university?
Well, with Train to Game, I get to set my own time, which is nice, whereas uni, you have to be in at a certain time for lectures and training seminars. And it's kind of nice. It's a little bit more relaxing because you're not competing against God knows how many other students in the exactly same lecture hall for the attention of the lecturer.
Let's talk a little bit about you. What are you doing with your life right now? What's your job?
My job? I work as a receptionist in a finance company where they have put me into design and marketing for one of the hotels they own. Lately, what with the economy, it's getting a little bit more difficult to get into that scene. So I think that's also why it pushed me more into going into Train to Game, because I wanted so desperately to stick to that sort of like area of work, because I've enjoyed working in film studios so much.
And how do you find fitting the course around the rest of your life?
It's been a challenge, actually, because I'm always running all over the country, because I've got to work obviously 5 days a week, 9 to 5. Got to study, have enough time to study the course, and I still also like to see my friends from uni because, well, they're the best things that ever happened to me there.
Okay, and you've always been interested in art and animation then, so taking the Train to Game art and animation course was a no-brainer then?
No, not at all. It was the best way to go forward because, well, there wasn't many university courses out there, the computer games course I actually liked. So when I actually saw Train to Game, I was like, actually, it'd be nice to be able to work and study at the same time, because I was getting a little bored of the student scene.
And what's been your favourite part of the Train to Game course so far?
Actually being taught how to use 3D Max well, because I was only given a 2-week training programme at uni to study Maya. I didn't really get into 3D a 3D programme until I got on this course, which was unfortunate because I wanted to start it much earlier.
And finally, what would your ideal job in the games industry be?
My dream job in the games industry would start being a concept artist, so that I can like travel around learning different things and implementing real life into games to make the user experience just more lifelike. But at the stage I'm at, I can see myself more being a junior animator or modeler.
Great. Thanks for your time, Amanda.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.